In today's podcast, we are talking about the number one problem or the number one thing you have to solve for if you are a startup to have your business grow. And I'm telling you, it might be a little confusing if you don't know this, but I'm telling you, I'm going to give you at the end, I'm going to tell you exactly the number you need with the exact metrics. But you got to check out the podcast and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the inside of the podcast. Hey there, Dr. T here with She Launches Podcast. I am excited, as usual, to be hanging out with you today. I'm fired up, as usual. You guys know I'd be turned up about something. And today we are talking in episode 60 about the number one problem to solve for any startup, the number one problem that you have to solve for any startup. Listen, we're going in, and oh my God, I'm so excited because I have some stuff coming up that I'm going to be doing with some churches and some outreach and some website stuff. So it's coming. And don't I always say it's coming? Y'all got to get tired of me saying that. Y'all got to challenge me on that. If you have a question for me though, go to the website, shelaunchesit.com, and scroll to the bottom. You can get on the air by asking me a question there. And I will read it. I'll answer it on the air. Make sure you go to the free resources that are there. But you guys, we're about to go in today. So we're talking about in episode 60. I can't believe we're in episode 60. But the number one problem to solve for any startup. There is only one problem. But before I tell you what that is, let's all agree that you have to have a good product or service. Like, That should go without saying. And you should have an audience that wants your product or service. Like, we're not going to cover that in this particular episode. We're going to assume, and I know what assuming does, but we're going to assume that you know that you have to have a good product. You have to a product or service. You have to be solving a problem, and people got to be willing to pay for it, right? Like, they're willing to pay your price. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about products that like are at least $1,000, right? Now, if you have products that are cheaper than $1,000, this absolutely will be a great podcast for you. And this podcast can go up to $5,000 to $10,000, but it's the same answer. It's the same problem that you have to solve. And the answer to that is traffic. That is the only problem. I think I said it on a podcast before. Russell Brunson said, it's not a product problem. It's always a traffic problem. And oftentimes we are going for the wrong avatar. And so let's just say that it's a traffic problem. Let's say you have the right avatar. The question is, how do you get to them? I'm turned up about this. How do you get to the right avatar? And I know that there are many of us who are working hard, but we're not working smart. That might set somebody free right there. It's like, I speak well. I know what I'm saying is worth something. I know that I'm putting good information out there. I know my product or service is good. Matter of fact, I've taken some of these other courses and they're trash. I said it, deal with it, right? That they're no good. But I know that I have something. Y'all pray for me that I call somebody else stuff trash on the air. But you understand what I'm saying, that you know what you have is good, but for whatever reason, you're not making the money that you want to make at all, right? And so the question that you have to ask is why, and how do I get to the traffic? That's the thing. Now, I'm going to briefly talk about ads, right? Because what many people, I think is that, you know, running ads, you got to have a lot of money to be able to do that. You know, you got to have some money at least to be able to do that. But here's really, I want to maybe shift your thinking with that, because it's not about ads, it's about traffic. How do I get the traffic to even get to know that I even exist on my way to heaven? How do I even get them to know that I have a website? How do I get people to know that I've launched my coaching or consulting business? How do I even get people to know I have a bomb product or service or bomb course? How do I even get them to know? And the thing is ads are going to help you get there the fastest, right? So you have to look at, how do I get there the fastest? And yes, there's some, you know, secret sauce to running good ads and this, that, and the other. And I'll just say this, you know, just in case you need to know what this is. There's three things that you need for a good ad. You need a good headline, you need a good image, and you need good copy. And that's the words that are on the page. If you have and then you have to test those three combinations. So you stick with one headline, test many different, you keep one of those three the same, and you change the other two, right? And then you have to do those three things. You got to be like, which headline? I'm testing headlines with the same picture, same copy. Okay, now I found the headline. Let me change the pictures. Now I found the picture. Let me change the copy. Like you got to do that. And that just takes time. And that's from courses that I've taken on running ads. That's from people that I've hired, you know, that have run ads for me. It just takes a lot to get there. Now, there is nothing wrong with boosting, like, and let me just get off of ads, because my goal wasn't to talk about that. My goal is to help you to understand why it's important. And there are a number of people spending millions of dollars, thousands of dollars a month, right? I know folks that are solopreneurs that spend thousands of dollars a month. A sister that I follow, she said she spends $30,000 a month, you know, for her ads, but she's also can have $100,000 a day, right? So, you know, and to each his own. That's, you know, we all looking like, I can't, right? And I understand that. But the point is, you have to understand why it's important, because it is a numbers game. So I decided that I was going to ask some of the ChatGPT that I use to be able to help me with this. So again, I asked Sheldon. You guys know that's Perplexity for me, because Sheldon just gives me, you know, links out to different places. And I was trying to find some industry standards for numbers, right? And I was like, so for example, again, if it's a traffic problem, I started with this. I started with asking about, how long does it take a potential customer to begin to know, like, and trust you, right? Like, how long does it take? Okay, so let's say we're starting at ground zero and we're trying to get that figured out. Well, the first thing that it talked about was that most of the time, if you're doing research on this, it says about 5 to 7 touch points. Okay, so that means that a person has to have heard you in some way, seen you in some way, engaged with you in some way 5 to 7 times before they even feel like they know, like, and trust you. We're not even talking about sales. We're just talking about getting them to know, like, and trust you, for starters. Okay, so if every single person needs 5 to 7 touch points, that means I got to be putting out some stuff, right? I have to be doing some stuff. So let's just say you podcast, and you podcast once a week. and it takes 5 to 7 times. And that's the only thing that you're doing. Well, that's 5 to 7 weeks. We're talking simple math. For them to get to know, like, and trust you before they even feel like they're going to click on something to go to a website to do anything like that. Like, I just want you to understand what these numbers are and what they are doing, right? So that means that you have to at least be putting out some sort of content, right? How you got to be able to do that, right? Now, then I said, well, Perplexity has different questions at the bottom where you can ask it more things. So it says, how often should I follow up with potential clients to keep them engaged? So it says initial follow-up should be 48 hours after initial contact or consultation. The question is, are you doing that? So we're talking about, okay, let's just say where you're trying to, you know, you're not doing groups. Let's just say you're trying to get, you know, one-on-one clients or this business or this, you know, this person to, you know, do some coaching with you. So let's say you made contact with them. They begin to know, like, and trust you after a few weeks. And then you talk to them? Did you follow up? I'm going to talk about this in a different way in a second. Did you follow up? Well, did you follow up 48 hours after that response? And then if they didn't do anything, did you follow up after that? So that's now we're talking about email marketing, right? So now we talked about you got to have put information out there, and then they got to have 5 to 7 touch points. And then when they do get on your list or do a CTA, your call to action, you got to follow up with them, right? Because it's a numbers game, right? Or they're gonna go to someone else. Now, there was another one that talked about the 3 by 3 by 3 rule, and it's a common approach. And they say follow up 3 times with 3 days in between each attempt for 3 weeks. And this allows multiple touch points without being overbearing. Because sometimes people, you know, you get on some lists. I know I've been on, and they will email you every single day. I'm on one right now where I got on one, and I agreed to the text message. And when I tell you I had to hit STOP in capital letters, because I was like, y'all are hitting me up when I'm in church. Don't do that. Right. And so some will do it all the time. This one said 3 by 3 by 3. Right. There are a number of ways that you can do that. Right. I've heard some numbers say, as far as the amount of time that they have to have amount of time to consume your information. So if you're doing, you know, and I think it was something like 7 hours was what I recall. And I got to find out where I heard that from. But let's just make it easy. Let's just say 2 hours, but you're putting out just a quote and it took them 3 seconds to read it. My Lord and my God, you're gonna have to put a lot of quotes out there for people to get to know, like, and trust you, because they have to spend time with you. Right. So they have to be able to spend time with you. So then I started researching about how to, like, what is the industry standard for the number of people to sign up for a one-on-one call versus the number of people to show up. Now, obviously it starts saying, well, you know, it's hard to say that, and it's different for different industries, but here's what you can know. Industry wide is generally at least about, you get 20% of people that don't show up or reschedule for whatever reason. So you could probably get, you know, maybe 50 to 80%, 50% is probably low, but you're shooting for closer to 80% of the people that sign up to get on your, let's say, a one-on-one call with you, that'll actually show up. Cause you're going to have, you know, people forgot. And then if they're forgetting, are you following up? It's a numbers game. I am telling you, it is a numbers game. So I'm doing this research, and I'm finding out, like, this is really, really interesting. And so then I'm asking myself, like, I want to know, okay, so let's say I got people coming to my site. They're starting to know, like, and trust me. I have a call to action to get on my list, to get on a call with me. You go to my calendar link, you schedule a call for me. So then I'm saying, then what's a good conversion rate, right? And here it's talking about, Facebook says that a 10% industry-wide conversion rate is good. 10%. Let's say 20, because we better than Facebook, 20% conversion rate, right? Like, you have to be in front of people. You have to be in front of people. I'm looking at this website right now while I'm on here. And it's talking about if you want to make $100,000 as a coach a year, and you're willing to coach 20 clients a week. We're making this real simple. Yes, these, just listen to what I'm saying because you'll understand my point here in a second, because don't even try to write down these numbers because then it'll confuse you. So let's say you're doing $100 an hour and you have 20 clients and you're doing $2,000. So that's $2,000 a week. That's about, you know, so, and that's basically working 50 weeks per year, 2 weeks off. I want to work less than that, but I digress. So really, it's saying if you work backwards, you need at least 40 calls with them for, you know, mini sessions for 20 people to sign up with a 50% conversion rate. You need to get 40 people who are interested. And so you're going to need 400 people at a 10% conversion rate, 400 people to even be to see your offer. If you want to get 40 people on interested, you need 400 people to see your offer. Matter of fact, on my way to heaven, I want to read this other stat before I go on with that. It says website visitors with less than 400 visitors a month will see limited success. That might set somebody free right there. Website visitors with less than 400 visitors a month will see limited success. That's real. That's real. So let me get back to my numbers. This is why I told you not to try to follow it. 40 people who get interested in your mini lesson, 400 people need to show up, 10% conversion rate. To get 400 people to join your email list, you need 4,000 people who are going to see your offer. And I know I'm jumping around and this is saying, you know, see your offer or, you know, get on your list. And then I'm talking about get on a call. And that's all confusing. Here is really the point that I'm trying to make. The number of people you want to get to become a client, you are going to have traffic to get those people, because with every person that comes to your site, with 100, 1,000 people, especially if you're in a $1,000, $2,000, $2,500, $5,000 range, you got to have people coming to your site to even see your offer, to even get on a call. How are we getting people on a call? How are we getting people on a call? Are you even looking at or know where to go look at to find your visitors per month? Do you have any metrics set up for that? That's why sometimes you gotta get some coaching to be able to help you with that, right? Or learn it. The other beautiful thing is that I'm talking about it right now. So this can be something that you're like, ooh, I got to start paying attention to this because I don't know what these numbers are. Here, if you're trying to get to $100,000 a year, I want to make the math. Everything that I said before now, disregard it. Don't really disregard it, but I'm trying to be dramatic. Disregard it because this is what you have to know. You need to get on at least 10 calls a week with potential people. That's your number I want you to focus on. And I want you to focus on 20% close rate. 10 calls a week, 20% close rate. That means I'm working on just 2 clients a week. That's it. 10 calls. I got to get 10 people on a call with me and I have to have a 20% close rate minimum. And that 20% close rate, it can be higher. I don't want you to worry about higher. I want you to worry about low. I want you to say I can close 2 of those 10 people, because if I close 2 people a week, right? That's 8 people a month. Even at $1,000, that is $8,000 a month, $96,000 a year. And I know my math is right. Right? That we're not talking $5,000, because that's mind blowing. I'm talking about $1,000. I'm talking about $500. That's going to give you half of that, right? You're still in the, what is that? That's $4,000 a month, $48,000 a year. Right? Like, I'm talking about that. 10 calls a week, and you have to follow up. These numbers that I'm showing you, it's saying that you increase your chances of connecting with these, with people, potential customers. You got to remind them a couple times about a call. You got to follow up if they missed a call. After the call, the ones that didn't show up, you got to stay on their radar. You got to stay in front of them. That's why email lists are important. That's why it's important. Are you seeing what I'm talking about? And so if I'm saying to you that you have to get to 10 calls a week, how many people have to actually get to your website? And of those people that get to your website, how many people actually have to click on your call to action button to actually get on a call with you? And of those people that get on a call with you, how many actually have to show up? And then of those that show up, how many can you close? That's really it. It's a numbers game. It's about traffic. And we have to get good at finding our traffic. And if you have been doing social media and that's all you're doing and it's not getting traffic, you got to do something different. You got to go to a different place. Because sometimes people are like, you know, just do videos every day or just do podcasting once or twice a week or just do this. If that's not, especially when you're starting, if that's not yielding you the traffic, what else are you going to do? That's the question you have to ask yourself. How do I get the traffic? I talk about that in my coaching program. Actually, I'm putting up a training that is going to give you some good information on that. That should be at the time of this recording. It should be up in the month of June of 2024. That'll be on the site. It'll be up on the site in June of 2024. Matter of fact, it's ready now. I just got to click a couple buttons, but I digress. Because you're going to know where are some places and some things that you have to do. And that training I'm referring to is a free training. That's on the website. So it will be. So what I'm saying to you is it's always a traffic problem. And I know I said a lot of stuff that it might be like, you know, I don't understand what those numbers are. What you can understand, I leave you with this. You need to get on 10 calls a week and you need to close at a 20% rate minimum. And you got to figure out how many you need to get to that place. Because I'm telling you, if you get to that place, you'll never have to worry about the lifestyle you want because that is just your starting place. What happens when you can do that and then you are closing higher than 20% and you're closing at 30% or you're closing at 50% and then you have more traffic to even get to more calls a week? Maybe you're not doing 10, but you're doing 20, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe you've raised your prices. Like God can make all of this happen for us if we are doing the right thing. And you got to find the right thing to do. You got to figure out what your traffic is. Maybe it's through doing webinars. Maybe it's through doing podcasting. Maybe it's through doing guest blogs. Maybe it is through videos and connecting with other people. Maybe it is ads. Like figure it out. And that's the thing that you have to solve for is the traffic. Because we, again, are assuming all other things are balanced and you have good offers and good products and good service. That's what I have for you today. I hope this podcast did not confuse you and I hope that you got something good out of it. Make sure that you go to shelaunchesit.com. And I want to end with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for my family who is listening to this podcast. I am praying that there was something that they got, even through all of the stuff that I was talking about, that they understand that they got to get people to know who they are, get their message out there in a way that's going to get people to know who they are so that they can have the income that they need to do what they need to do as far as their business is concerned. God, I pray that they are blessed and that the information that you're giving me is really being beneficial to their souls. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.